Yeah, we see that.
You want to look at it?
Why don't you pull it, Richard? Did she wait a couple minutes, or is she sorry?
I'm not sure if you guys are coming. It's Friday.
Okay.
She's ready to start.
Okay. Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, so today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed. The Gemara here quotes a Braisa working off the previous Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan, the first set of two dafs here on the Amud. Hayirochir al chamor v'giyaz man tefila, miyeshla misha yochiz at chamoro yeri lamata v'yispalol, v'mla v'yeshim v'kama v'yispalol. According to Tanakama, the person is riding on a donkey, the lechachil is that he should get off the donkey to daven. If that's impossible, then he can remain on the donkey and daven in that position. Rebbe Yomer, Benkach, Benkach, Yeshev, Mkama, Vispalel, Levisha, Ain Daitam, Yeshev, Slav. The Rebbe says, Alichachila, he shouldn't get off the donkey. The best thing is to stay put, because Ain Dato, Yeshev, Slav. And then the word concludes at Halacha, Kerebbe. So there are basically three major shitas in Rishonim as to what the Svar of Rebbe's position is of Ain Daitam, Yeshev, Slav. Rashi writes over here, that this person is going to be tarud with the thought that he's going to be delayed in his travel by having to get off the donkey. So the better thing to do is to remain on the donkey, even though he's seated and on some level the lechachil is to daven while standing. But because he's going to be so tarud thinking about the fact that he's being delayed in his journey, he should stay on the donkey. That's Rashi. The Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah over here, and Kaf Amud Beis B'Dafei Harif, right? Eilo Laredes Ki Birida Ubalia Tisbalbel Machshavaso V'Liuchal L'Chavein. Not so much that you worry that you're going to be delayed in your travel, but the mere act of getting on and off the donkey itself creates a bilbul and is going to shter his kavan. And the third position is that of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah writes, Shehu Bahol al Behemto Shelo Tivrach. Not the delay in travel, not the getting up and down on the donkey, but the concern that if you get off the donkey is going to run away, even if there's someone to hold it, but you never trust anyone the way you trust yourself, so you're worried the donkey is going to run away. So, based on these shitos, the Rishonim in different directions discuss a corollary question as to whether, if you do stay on the donkey, does the donkey have to remain stationary, or can the donkey continue to travel while you daven? So according to Rashi, it's pashut that the donkey could continue to travel while you daven, because that's the whole point of the tirda of Ein Datum Yishevaslav. According to Rashi, Ein Datum Yishevaslav means that he's going to be worried about the delay. If he has to stay where he is on the donkey, that's not going to help anything. So according to Rashi, it's pashut that you should be able to continue traveling as such while you're davening, and that's the Tosis right here as well. Halacha Karebi, Shelo Yere Lamata, Vafilo Shelo Machm Sakana, Vafilo Mahalach Mispal, Veinusar Lachdepan of Kenegi Yushalayim. So even while you're Shelo Yere Lamata, and it's comparable to Mahalach, that you can daven while Mahalach, so you can daven while the donkey presumably is traveling as well. The Beis Yosef does point out that even according to Rashi, you could have a Hecha Timsa where you would have to stop, where let's say you're part of a Shayara and you're way ahead. So if you have to wait for the Shayara anyway, so even according to Rashi, you should get off the donkey because you're not going to be traveling anyway. So if the whole concern is that you're going to be delayed, so in that case you're delayed anyway, it doesn't make a difference if you get on or off the donkey. According to Rashi, it's clear that you're allowed to continue L'chachila traveling on the donkey, having the donkey ride while you are davening. According to the Rishonim in Svara, it doesn't necessarily have to be either way, but the Rishonim do take positions on this matter. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah here invoke a Choshen Mishpat concept, something that we find in Hilchas Kinyanim, not in Hilchas Tefila. But they write that Mikol Makom, even though you're allowed to stay on the in Lechachila, according to Rebbe, you should stay on the donkey to daven. Mikol Makom, Yesh Lo La'akev HaBehema. You should still stop the donkey from traveling while you're davening. The Harminim B'Kedushin Rachav K'Mahalach Dami. That's the Kedushin Lamagimel in the context of Kinyanim, that Rachav is K'Mahalach. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say here as well that you're not supposed to be davening while you're mahalik. So rachav, if you're riding, that's the equivalent of walking, and you should not daven while you are walking / riding. So again, the concern according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah was that you're going to have a bilbul das by getting up and off and on the donkey, so you should stay on the donkey, but the donkey still has to remain stationary because of this issue of rachav kimahalik. Okay, and then, good. And then the Ra'ah, which is the middle position that the concern is Shema Yivrach Behemta, so that you find in Rishonim could cut either way. The Ra'ah himself says that there's no need to be Ma'aki the animal. You're allowed to continue riding on the animal, have the animal move while you're davening. And he says, even according to Tanakama that says that L'chachila, if you have someone who could hold on to the animal for you, should get down. The reason is not because it's a problem of davening while you're riding per se, but the Lashon of the Ra'ah is Mechzik Gasis HaRuach Keshem Mispal Keshu Rachav, that if you're davening while you're riding on an animal, that looks a little bit haughty, that's smacks of gaiva, that's not an appropriate position to be Omei Lefnei HaMelech in. So that's why according to Tanakami, you should step down from the animal L'chachila. According to Rebbe, you don't have to step down L'chachila because of the Bilbul Das. But either way, according to the Ra'ah, there's no need to have the animal remain stationary while davening on the animal. And the Michtam also has the same position as the Ra'ah in terms of the concern of Yare Shema Yerech Behemto, but he thinks that you do have to stop the animal, that the animal should not be riding, should not be traveling while you're davening. Okay, so in Svara, that cuts either way. The only thing that's muchach in Svara is that according to Rashi, the whole concern is that you'll be, your kavanah is going to be shtered by being delayed in your trip, so you're allowed to continue davening while riding on the donkey.
What are the two sides? The Ra'ah says you don't need to stop.
The Ra'ah says you don't have to stop, and the Michtam, who has the same sheet as the Ra'ah in terms of the Tamadin, says you do have to stop. But in Svara, they could cut.
What
the Svara is, if you say that you do have to stop, that's because you're concerned about this rachav kemahalach idea, and you shouldn't lechachila daven al mahalach, and if not, then we don't evoke rachav kemahalach. But whether you're bothered by rachav kemahalach is not a function of yarei shema yivrach behemta. That's in svara the two don't really have anything to do with each other. Now, even if you say Rachav Kemahalach, it could be that there are different gradations of Rachav Kemahalach, or at least in Hilchas Tefila, Rachav Kemahalach doesn't mean that it's Mamish Kemahalach. So the Meiri has a line like that, that even though we say Rachav Kemahalach, it doesn't mean it's Kemahalach Gomor. If Rachav is Kemahalach Gomor, so then presumably you should stop the animal, because you shouldn't daven while you're Mahalach, but if it's not Mahalach Gomor, it's not as bad. The Lashon of the Michtam, which is a little bit merumas in the Meiri, but it's much more explicit than the Michtam, suggests that there are distinctions in different types of ridership. Lashon of Michtam, in Mispalel v'chamor mahalich, tzarech sheyizahir shelo yina'aneya raglav lahakos es behema ulaholich. That if you're davening while riding a donkey, and the donkey is traveling forward, so you should be careful not to be too aggressive in your riding the animal. You shouldn't move the legs of the animal and hit the animal in order to make it go forward. You should take a more passive position. If you're just sitting on the animal in a stationary position, the animal is riding on its own, so that is not called rachav kemahalach. Rachav kemahalach doesn't mean that the mere act of sitting on an animal itself constitutes mahalich. Rather, if you're doing something active in order to spur the animal on, so that's considered a rachav kemahalach, but simply sitting there doesn't rise to that level. The Rabbeinu Manoach also invokes in this context Rachav Kemahalach within the Rambam. He points out the Rambam, in the beginning of Perakei Vilchas Tefila, lists the things that are Nam Aki B'Tefila. There are 8 things that you should have L'Chachila in davening, but in circumstances of Ones, or dechak, they're not ma'akev. The amida, nochach hamikdash, which is also anardaf, tikkun aguf, tikkun amalbush, tikkun amakom, hashvayas hakol, kriya, vishtachava. So amida for the Rambam in the pastures for most Rishonim is not ma'akev. Parenthetically, in Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Mismach Geula Tefila, over here on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, it sounds like from the Rabbeinu Moshe Meivra that it is ma'akev. The Gemara later on has a ma'isa of Ravashi. Ravashi was once davening while traveling, and then when he got to town, he davened again. So that's an issue in Poskim. We've shown already a little bit, but was Ravashi some kind of Amidas Chasidus or an Ikar Adin? That was he actually not Yosei Tefillah by davening while Mahalech, or as most Yerushalayim assume he was Yosei, but either he wanted to daven again Metaros Nadava, or something of the sort. So the Tosfos over here quotes from the Rabbeinu Moshe that the reason Ravashi davened again when he got home Mu'umad was because it sounds like he may not have been Yosei the first time. And most Rishonim don't understand the way. The Rambam definitely doesn't understand the way. So the Rabbeinu Manoach comments over here. He quotes Rashi's Perish, and he quotes the concern of Racha Kamahalich. He says, even though we do assume that Racha Kamahalich, and if you assume that Racha Kamahalich, then you shouldn't be able to daven while traveling. So in principle, we say Racha Kamahalich. If Tefillah was in the Torah, so then it should be likuva, and you shouldn't be able to daven while traveling, but because it's not the Rabbanon, we're meko. Inami, lios tefilas abiyishav hadas, ad tfei mishis pal bamida below yishav hadas, or forget about the rice of the Rabbanon, even if tefila was the rice, as long as amida is nama akev, so if you have a trade-off between davening the yishav hadas while writing, as opposed to davening without a yeshiva das b'amida, so it's better to daven with the proper yeshiva das, even if it's not in an otherwise lechachila fashion. Let me say Shulchan Aruch, then Simon Tzadi Dalid, Sif Dalid, Haya Rochev al Chamor, Ein Sarach Leirei L'Spalel, Afilam Yesh B'Misha Tov Yischamaro, like Rebbe, as we said, El Nespal Derech Yilucho. Chenu Hayiv Esfino, Gabi Korin, Im Yochel Amad Omi, Vem Lav Yoshe B'Im Komo, Im Nespalo. Yemi Yor, Holech Baragla, Vem Nespal Derech Yilucho, Afim Eim Panam Kedek Yerushalayim, V'Chulei. Mishra Brewer here quotes essentially Rashi's Tam, of Ein Datum Yushevasla because of Ikav Aderech, and therefore you're allowed to daven even if the donkey proceeds to move while you are davening. Okay. So as far as cars, which would seem to be analogous on some level to donkeys, and the Sefer Avnei Yashvei, which is a contemporary Sefer in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Yudalud Ha'ara 26, he quotes from Rishon Zalman Orbach, Zechron Levracha, that at least as far as the driver is concerned, the driver of a car is different than the driver of a donkey, because a donkey more or less rides on its own as opposed to driving a car, which requires significant skill. So number one, if you're driving a car, it would be inappropriate to daven while driving because it's impossible to have proper kavana. And number two, there's an issue of sakanas nefashos because you're going to be distracted while driving. So even though on some level you might have compared it to a donkey, a car is worse than a donkey in those respects. As opposed to a rider, where he quotes or assumes that if you're riding in a car and it's difficult to get out of the car, or you're going to have excessive tirda if you need to get out of the car, so then you can daven in the car while seated, if that's necessary. We do quote in Shulchan Aruch the Ramah quotes over here, that Alpha Pisha Yosha B'chol Tefila, even if you're in a situation in which you have to daven while seated, B'chol Mokamim Efshar L'Lamo Yama K'dei L'Kayim Akriyas V'Apsiyas K'darkan. So if you're able to stand in order to do the kriyas, you should. And the Efshar L'Lok Yon Shabrochi V'Labahema Yafzir B'hema Shosh V'Apsiyas L'Achareha V'Ola L'Lok Ilu Posei V'Atzmo. So you can try to approximate the psios, but there are poskim who say, Rishon would say the that Ol Moed that we quoted before, and well as a line of the Meiri, that you should, even if you're sitting the whole time, if possible you should stand up for the first bracha, because that requires further kavana, that's paskind in Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh machmirim, lama be'avos, v'ray locha shedereim, imhu shalom makam sakana. If possible, even if you're sitting on a donkey, or sitting in a car, or a boat, or a wagon, lichachili, you should stand up for the first bracha, because that requires kavana li'ikuva. And the Rabbeinu Manoach actually has a suggestion that you should stand up, if possible, for the first three and last three brachas. In the Shulchan Aruch, we say that the licha achilas to stand up for the first bracha if possible, unless there's sakana or some other mitigating factor. The Deborah Sina has a tshuva, Bir Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simon Yadal, in which she talks about subways, a New York tshuva. That if you're riding on a subway and it's almost shkia, and you haven't done mincha yet, and you can't easily get off the subway, so he says, no problem sitting down and davening if that's the way that you're going to have more effective kavana if you don't have a brera. And the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, he has a piece on the sugya, so he suggests in Svara that if you assume like this, the Yeshmechumim Shulchan Aruch, like the Ol Moed, the Deyin Meiri, and Ke'ein, the Deyin Rabbeinu Manoach, who expands a little bit, that the only Amida that we really are concerned about is Amida for the first bracha, so that sounds like the thrust of the requirement for Amida is a matter of Kavana. So if you only require your Kavana Mekra Din for the first bracha, then you should have Amida for the first bracha. But that day in Tosfos, that seems to suggest that Bli'ikuva, you need to be omer for the entire Shemoneh Esrei, not just for the first bracha. So that's presumably working with more than just a concern of kavana, maybe working with a concern of omer lifnei melech. The proper tzivus hatzvila is to be standing up. You're in a position in which you're omer lifnei melech, and that requires tefila, possibly even bli'ikuva. Again, that's a minority opinion of Rishonim, and the halacha we assume, as Rama does, that Amida is not ma'akev, and the push comes to shove, makom sakana, makom hadchak, even Amida for the first bracha is not ma'akev. So that's what poskim talk about, contemporary poskim and airplanes also. Rav Moshe has like two lines about an airplane, and Arachayim Chelik Dal, Simon Kaf, the end of a tshuva, it's a short tshuva, something else, but he has an even shorter line, that you could sit down if you're on an airplane for davening, if that's the prudent thing to do. But that's what Paul's going to talk about, that if you're going to interfere with anyone else on the plane, so that would definitely rise to the level of Rochev al Chamor, where Lichachilu we tell you, in order to have proper kavana, the preferable thing to do is to sit down, as anytime there's a Makam Sakana, the preferable thing is to sit down. And that's the recommendation of Halacha. This does happen on occasion, that under extenuating circumstances, you need to sit down for Shemoneh Esrei, and that's what the Halacha provides for.
Where is that Bir Moshe?
I'm sorry? The Bir Moshe is in Chelek Gimel, Simin Yud Dalet.
Okay.